79-79. Text R-O-C-K to 79-79-79.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump says he's not a racist. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Not only that,
I am the least
telling reporters in Florida last night he's the least racist person they've ever interviewed.
I think he is a racist.
Congressman John Lewis on ABC, he's among the Democrats who will boycott the president's State of the Union later this month. This after what President Trump denies he said last week. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said the president used an expletive to describe African nations during an immigration meeting. But Republicans who were also there say that's not true. Georgia Senator David Perdue weighed in on ABC's This Week.
I'm telling you he did not use that word, George, and I'm telling you it's a gross misrepresentation. It's not the first time Senator Durbin has done it.
The president says Democrats don't really want a deal on DACA, saying they want to take money away from the military, referring to a possible government shutdown by the end of the week. Dave.
Now, Rachel, Democrats want that DACA deal to protect some immigrants brought here illegally as kids, included in a spending bill to fund the government beyond Friday. Turkey's president is angry, threatening to drown a new Kurdish-led force the U.S. coalition battling ISIS is setting up to secure areas of Syria at the Turkish and Iraqi borders. Russia and Syria also condemning the force. The FCC is investigating Saturday's mistaken alert in Hawaii, telling people a ballistic missile was coming, and this is not a drill.
Going forward, what we want to do is make sure that we have a system that does not allow these kinds of false alerts to go out. It obviously caused panic in this case.
FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, some Hawaiians rushed to shelter underground until a correction went out 38 minutes later. The worker who inadvertently sent that out by mistake has been reassigned. North and South Korea keep talking, and they want to unify on the ice, wanting International Olympic Committee approval to field a joint Korean women's hockey team at next month's Winter Games in South Korea. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump tweeted a couple of minutes ago that he honestly doesn't think the Democrats want to make a deal about DACA again, talking about how this showdown involving Democrats and Republicans on DACA is unresolved before that Friday money that needs to be funded by the government by the end of the week. Democrats want that in there. Republicans do not. The president says he wants more border wall funding in order to compromise with Democrats on DACA. We're just getting this out of Florida. A woman has died after that fire yesterday on a casino shuttle boat right off of Florida's Gulf Coast.
If they were out any farther, this could have been a tragedy. Certainly a different ending than this.
That's Newport Richey Police Chief Gerard DeCagno. That happened in the afternoon. The boat caught fire. Passengers jumped off into the water. Initially, it was said that everybody had minor injuries, but certainly one woman has died. 14 others were hurt. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And in an hour, there'll be a wreath laying at the MLK Memorial in Washington. Vice President Pence placed a wreath there yesterday at a private ceremony.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day has been a federal holiday since 1986, and this year it falls on his birthday, January 15th. While it honors his work and his birth, it doesn't always fall on his birthday. It's always the third Monday in January. Since it's a federal holiday, federal employees have the day off, and many schools and businesses are closed as well. For a lot of people, it's a day of service and a chance to honor Dr. King's legacy by helping others through volunteering and serving in the community. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now, the stock market will also be closed. Stock futures have been soaring before resumes trading tomorrow as the Dow closes in on 26,000. It's less than 200 points away. It hit 25,000 only a week and a half ago. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
All right, let's see what we got here. Hey, good morning, ESPN 92. I'm fine. I just fighting a cold all weekend. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. How we look?
It looks good with a high 24 down to around 1. The chance of precipitation this morning at 20%. Clouds tomorrow and a high 18, low 7. 21 the high on Wednesday with partly cloudy conditions down to around 14. By Thursday, we'll be up to 34. Snow-packed conditions. I don't know if I saw any plows. And typically, they're right on it. I don't know whether they're waiting.
No, they've been out.
What,
they've been out on the Windsor.
Okay.
It was fine. It just snow-packed.
Route 45 was, I mean, it took me a half hour today. Mm. So, in any case, it's 21 now on ESPN 93.5.
I don't think Route 45 had some action, but Windsor Road was plowed, but you got snow-packed and, yeah, a little slippery.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. Apologize for the voice. Man, that was an awful game for me yesterday.
I'm so sorry. Yes, New Orleans Saints did take a loss.
No, it never happened before, ever in the history of 100 years of football.
Is that right?
It was devastating. For a Saints fan to see the Saints lose with no time on the clock, with 10 seconds left and 61 yards away, that's just...
I mean, are you feeling like you were robbed then?
No, just a bad defensive play. It just, if you care about a team... It can't get any worse than that.
Right.
10 seconds, no timeouts. All you got to do is tackle them.
It'd be interesting if the Vikings host the Super Bowl and made it.
Yeah. Don't really care. I'm past caring. Hey, heck of a win if you're a Vikings fan, but really bad if you're a Saints fan. Anyway, I've never seen anything like it because it's never happened before. Never in playoff history. Has a team scored with no time. So, brutal. Illinois plays tonight. 8 o'clock, Illini at Nebraska. So, looking for the first Big Ten win. We'll see. Apologize again for my voice. I've been fighting a cold since the Cardinal Caravan. So, I'm all right. I don't feel bad. I sound like awful. Leslie Sorrell, Belize. Sorry for my voice. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you feel better.
I'm fine. Just sounds sucky. Excuse my words.
Exactly.
Hey, so what's the temperature in Belize?
It's about 70 this morning, but it'll get warmer throughout the day.
I was shoveling at 5:30. Okay. All right. How's that feel?
Well, come on down.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So the president's in a meeting with six people. Senator Perdue said he didn't say asshole. Why must we battle about all these inside stuff and who leaked it?
Well, that's a question we don't have the answer to. I mean, we've seen time and time again that this administration has trouble with leaks. You know, I think the big takeaway is obviously there were crude remarks and the point of the meeting was to accomplish a bipartisan agreement in immigration, and this doesn't help us get there. And the reality is the immigration policy is broken, and we need to fix it, and this type of discourse probably doesn't help.
I tell you, though, we always get bogged down on the words versus what the intent is. And I'm not saying I'd have said what he said if he said it, but if he'd have said it at the State of the Union, that's another thing. If you're inside meeting at the White House with six people behind closed doors, man, I'd hate to be on microphone for my entire life.
Yeah, but, you know, the reality is you're president of the United States. You are on a microphone always. Everyone is. And you know what? But the president doesn't care. You know, I think words matter. I don't think it's appropriate. But a lot of people think that's fine. I mean, that's why they like Trump, that he... shoots from the hip and says whatever comes to mind. But the bigger conversation is Congress going to try to fix immigration? I mean, the realities are we've benefited from immigration, but it's also we have not secured our borders.
What do you think happens? You going to get a deal here or not?
Well, I think that because of the conversation we're having today, it put it further down the road. We have a distraction in this conversation, and it changed the tone and the talk. So I don't think it'll be this week, but Congress does operate under deadlines better than no deadlines. So they have some coming up, you know, in about a month or so. So I think we have to. I mean, they've put this off for so long, and, you know, what we're doing is not sustainable. It's not working.
And I don't know what the point of boycotting State of the Union. Will that have a point?
I don't think so. I mean, at the end of the day, he's the president of the United States. I have a hard time with that. I mean, I talk about it in my book. No one in my office that year wanted to go see Bill Clinton, and I was crossing my fingers enough people would turn it down so I could go watch the president of the United States. It wasn't that I was a Democrat. I was in a Republican conservative office, but I wanted to see the president give the State of the Union, and I got lucky, and no one else wanted to go because they were boycotting him.
Right. Well, if they do it, there'll be people to take their spot, I would think, huh?
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to see the president, whether it has anything to do with Trump specifically. They want to see the president of the United States, and a lot of people do want to see Trump.
Well, and they continue to try and hit him with the gotcha moments. Maybe they'll get him at some point, but to this moment, there's not a gotcha moment that I think can get Donald Trump. And I just want to see what his policies do, see how it goes. If you don't like him, you can vote him out in 2 years.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, the reality is when you're upset with something, he does need to have a primary opponent and a general opponent. You know, it's not enough to say you're not with him. Back it up and let's say that it'll make the country better regardless of, you know, we've given too many people a pass, and that's how we've got here. And they need to have a primary discussion and debate and have the best person win.
Yeah, well, you got jobs. They've never been better for Hispanics or African-Americans. The unemployment rate that low. Things are happening, whether the Dems like it or not. They're happening, certainly, in the economy.
And that's where a lot of Trump supporters are saying that look at the policies and the successes and not what he says. But I've got to say, if I was advising him, I would be tempted to put duct tape on his mouth.
I know. Hey, listen, he wasn't my guy when we started, but he's my president now, and I hope we succeed, and I hope good things happen for Americans. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, but it does make it difficult living in another country to be proud of your president. I mean, he could at least be a little sensitive in his tone and remarks. I understand his obligations are to something else, but when you're an American overseas, you sometimes cringe at what comes out of his mouth.
Well, I get it. Your book is From Clients to Crooks. From Clients to Crooks. You say it because I can't talk.
From Clients to Crooks, an insider reveals the real Washington, D.C.
Leslie, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Leslie Sorrell, S-O-R-R-E-L-L.
That's right.
You never know how you sound till you open your mouth, and I sound really bad.
You'll make it. It'll be fine.
Sorry,
and
everybody.
You've got a hot drink there to help lube
yeah.
up the
Well, got all that stuff. But again, I'm not, no fever, nothing. I'm
right.
It's one of those things. So mm-hmm. when you talk on the radio, this is one of the dangers.
Exactly.
All right, 714. Busey Bank, can you read this for me?
I can.
Oh, here you go.
All right, here you go. All right.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. Fulfilling dreams since 1868. They have their sesquicentennial celebration going on. An incredible year. The organization is grateful for the opportunity to serve your unique financial needs. And with 150 years this year, on January 13th, which was Saturday, they had a history start that would not be possible without our valued associates, customers, and community members. The birthday bash going on, the hashtag Busey 150 on social media. As you download and upload to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, their LinkedIn profile images, cover photos, all utilizing sample social messaging. As you fulfill your dreams and share on Facebook through a photo to enter to win $1,500 beginning in February. They've got their Friday freebies kicking in through 2018. As you guess the amount of cash pictured, you can enter to win $150. For rules, you can visit Busey.com/150. Meet 150 faces of Busey as they feature various associates, the true faces of Busey, and share their stories. It's the sesquicentennial celebration. Busey, member FDIC.
Hey, nice job.
Here we go. Sports headline. You can talk again. Go ahead.
Okay. Illinois and Nebraska tonight. We are 0-5 in the Big Ten, 10-8 overall. Nebraska is 12-7 overall. The contest is at 8 tonight. Any feelings about that?
I can't believe the Saints lost.
I know. I was going to get to that.
I mean, and I think the reason it meant a lot to me is A, I'm a Saints fan, but I haven't won anything in the Big Ten since March 1st of 2017. My Illini are struggling men, women, basketball, football. I mean, not fun, man.
That's right.
Not fun. So I think one of these road games are going to sneak in a win and get it going a little bit. That's my prediction. But Nebraska at home won't be easy at all. So
games in the Big Ten yesterday had Ohio State over Rutgers, 68-46. Ohio State 6-0 in the Big Ten Conference. Indiana over Northwestern, 66-46. Also trending is Coach Kevin Sumlin, now joining the Arizona Wildcats. Indiana Pacers over Phoenix, 120-97. Seven players in double figures in that game. They've got Utah tonight, and the Bulls will host Miami. On to football. That's seriously trending now. A play called Seven Heaven from the Minnesota Miracle Vikings as they won 29-24, which has Stevie J upset today.
Well, it was just brutal.
If you're cheering, 61-yard heave from Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs.
And then three guys are around him and missed him.
That's right.
It was 10 seconds. The only thing could have happened is that.
Yeah.
No timeouts.
I think it was Williams said that was my play to make. Just everybody.
It was flukish, freakish, unbelievable. And because it's never happened in the history of the NFL.
Right.
A touchdown in the playoffs, no time left, has never happened. And to win a game.
Then, you know, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 15-10 the day before. So the Vikings will now have Philadelphia. And as I mentioned earlier, should be interesting to see if Minnesota takes it all the way to the Super Bowl, because they're hosting. That's never happened before, where a hosting team is playing on their home turf for the Super Bowl. Jacksonville beat Pittsburgh in a tight one. So a lot of folks around here knowing Sean, runs the Jaguars, that hoping that Jacksonville makes it all the way. 45-42 was the final over Pittsburgh. That was a big upset, wasn't it?
Yeah, Pittsburgh favored by about 8.
Okay, so New England beat Tennessee 35-14 on Saturday, so it'll be Jacksonville and the Patriots, which will be tough for them on Sunday for the title game, and then we'll move on to the Super Bowl action.
Yep, 3 weeks.
Can't believe it's that time.
I know.
Let's see, Kevin Anderson out of the Australian Open now.
Really?
He was the 11th seed.
Really?
I know, darn
First
it.
First round?
He did so well last time. Detroit over the Blackhawks 4-0. So
Illinois 5-point dog tonight.
Okay.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock? Yeah.
Yeah.
Late game.
Yeah.
It's just, sports is sports. But when you have, you're rooting, you want to win some. Saints had a good year.
Yeah, they did.
They really did. They lost to Minnesota twice.
And, we're just getting up to speed on all the Mardi Gras action, so the guys can come home and have a party.
I don't think they'll do that, no. Here's your weather.
All right. We've got snowy conditions this morning, snow-packed roads. Give yourself some extra time. If you have to dust off your car, that takes a few minutes, too. Speaking from experience, we've got a high 24, low 1. Still just a slight chance of some precipitation this morning, so take note of that also. Clouds tomorrow. high 18, low 7. 21 the high on Wednesday. Sunshine on Thursday, high 34. Up to 40 on Friday. 46 on Saturday. 53 on Sunday. There is relief in the forecast. We're currently at 21 with all the snow-packed roads. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provida Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provida Financial Group, LLC.com. Fox Business Minute now at 7:20. It is Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Ford is planning to reveal 40 electric cars in the next 4 years. It's investing $11 billion, more than double its original plan. There will be 16 fully electric models, and the rest will be plug-in hybrids. General Motors, Toyota, and Volkswagen have also outlined aggressive plans to expand electric vehicle production. Ford is planning a hybrid version of the popular F-150 truck, and Ford is planning to reveal an all-electric performance SUV by 2020 that will be called the Mach 1. If you want to stay where Saudi Arabia's accused elite were held, you can book again at the Ritz-Carlton in Riyadh. The Ritz's website is showing bookings are available again starting on Valentine's Day. The markets are closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Leadership.
Experts.
Advocates.
Influential.
It takes strong words like those to describe the region's most trusted business association.
The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is making a positive difference in our community, growing and improving the business climate, the economy, and our workforce through passionate advocacy, special programs, and unparalleled resources. Call the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, 359-1791, or go to champaigncounty.org.
Grow with the Chamber. Join or renew your membership today.
Sure, we've been called a mom-and-pop store. We take it as a compliment. After all, we are family-owned and operated with two generations actively involved, and five of our team members have been with us for around 20 years each, or longer. We run our business with old-fashioned customer service as our foundation, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Add our great selection of hand-picked mattresses, all proudly made in the USA, at guaranteed lowest prices, and we're sure you won't find a better deal anywhere. Visit us and experience the Illini mattress difference today.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
So Martin Luther King Jr. at the Lincoln Memorial, August 28. Was that 1967? He was assassinated April 4 of 68. And this is August 28, I know. But I'm thinking, I have a dream. It had to be, I think, 67, if I'm not mistaken. But his words at the foot of Abraham Lincoln, looking over the mall there, remains stunning. It was about a, I don't know, 17-minute speech, I think.
I want to say it was 63.
That early?
August 28, 1963.
Wow.
Gave his I Have the Dream. I
wow.
Have dream speech.
Okay. So just kind of really getting national. This was a big jump for him from a standpoint of attention. Because it was classic. It was amazing. It was wonderful.
250,000 civil rights supporters present.
Yeah. Martin Luther King Jr. then August 28, 63.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to hear some.
Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
One of the best parcel of words put together.
Mm-hmm.
Not be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character.
Under that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
And it just walked off. 250,000, August 28, 1963.
A National Day of Service, a time for action, is what people are saying as far as honoring Martin Luther King Jr. and doing something, something in your neighborhood or visiting a shut-in senior or discovering what young people need and being a mentor. It's National Mentoring Month. If you want to step up and be inspirational in your circle of friends or your school, start to think about that and take action today.
If you want flooring, you go to Flooring Surfaces, locally owned and operated, where the world is at your feet, Flooring Surfaces. And if you need janitorial supplies at CMI, CMIclean.com, they got ice melt. You could use that today. Ice melt, they'll deliver. Cold, wintry, icy days. You need paper products, floor equipment, soaps, liners. Locally owned and operated, female-owned, Betsy and Brad Parks. CMI, put them in your circle of trust. Follow them on Facebook. CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com. Okay, so I have I've been railing about, I apologize for my voice getting a little better as we go.
Mm-hmm.
I've been railing about sexting and 14-year-olds with a phone.
Yes.
Might have a solution.
Okay. Besides take them away?
No, that's what I do.
Oh.
Now, if they're caught sexting, you ban people from driving.
Yeah.
You can't probably get a 14-year-old to understand that it's pornography and that it's a lock 'em up kind of an offense. That probably, what? But if you say you lose your phone legally for 2 years. If you said to your 14-year-old, your 12-year-old, whatever, that if you send naked pictures of you, you lose it for 2 full years against law, finable by $1,000 fine if you have that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then some time in jail. That's how serious I think sending naked pictures of young girls is. It's pornography. Oh, we can't do anything about it. I know. So I'm trying to come up with something reasonable where we go talk to all the schools. You have an assembly, and you say, listen, for the half of you that are sending naked pictures of your chest, you lose it for 2 years. You cannot have a phone by law. Anyway, another reach for Stevie J, I understand, but very frustrating. It is Tracy Wingler, our road man. How are we out there, my friend?
No treat.
Tracy, you there? Hello, Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, Stevie J.
How are you?
How are you? How's it going out there?
Well, not too bad. Just got a lot of snow-covered roads right now.
How much snow we get?
Road and blowing. I would say we probably got maybe 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah? Okay. You'd know. I was shoveling. It looked like about 4 or 5.
Yeah. But, yeah, the roads are all, you know, pretty much snow-covered, and we're getting a lot of blowing and drifting right now, which looks like that's going to keep going on for at least another day or two.
If there were baseball cards for plow drivers, would you be, like, number one?
What's that now?
If there were baseball cards for plow drivers, wouldn't you be number one?
I think so.
Well, put it this way. I've been doing it for 38 years now. Wow. So, I've been doing it for a long time.
Okay, so any advice to motorists today, Tracy Wingler?
Well, actually, yeah, really, you need to take it careful today. Like I said, the roads are all, you know, basically snow-covered and slick. And chances are they're going to be like this for a couple of days with these high winds that we're going to have out here in the county.
Right.
So, you know, basically, yeah, make sure you have your headlights on. I'm out here now, and, you know, I'm still running into cars that don't have headlights. But, yeah, make sure, you know, you have your headlights on.
Okay, my friend. Stay with it. You're doing
easy
great.
Enough.
We appreciate you, card number one.
Okay. All right. Well, take care, you guys.
Tracy Wingler, snowplow man.
Giving us an update on the snowplows around Champaign County.
So he said 4 or 5 inches. What'd the airport say? Do we have that?
Oh, I can look it up. No, but I'll bet that is accurate because I had it all over my car.
I was guessing 2 or 3, but 4 or 5 might be right because once I shoveled it a little, it was like piling. If it's going to be 50 Sunday, am I really worried? Nah, we can deal with that.
That's right.
Okay, Harry Harrison, 16, teen girls feel bombarded by requests for nude photos. And, you know, if I had any way to prove the guy pressured, I'd take his phone away, too, for 2 years.
Yeah, that's right.
It's wrong. It's bad. We talk about it next. 732.
DP Dough is the original calzone company, and they cater all types and sizes of events. From office orders to private parties to entire visiting football teams, everyone will be sure to enjoy something different than the same old sandwiches or pizza. DP Dough also delivers to nearly all of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy until late at night. So give them a call or order online when you're hungry and no one else is delivering. With over 1 million calzones served since opening in 2006, DP Dough is sure to satisfy and fill you up. DP Dough, the original calzone company.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Guth & Associates wants to represent you and your business in 2018. Whether you're looking to lease, buy, or sell, Guth & Associates are ready to represent you. Let owner and operator Jill Guth put her 29-plus years of leadership and management experience to work for you and your business in 2018. This boutique real estate brokerage company specializes in commercial property all over Central Illinois. And as a boutique company, Guth & Associates are committed to fostering personalized relationships with each and every client in 2018. They'll work to provide you with a custom mix of comprehensive services tailored to deliver exceptional results. Whether you're looking to lease, buy, or sell in 2018, Guth & Associates are ready to represent you. Visit Guth & Associates online at guthandassociates.com. Go to guthandassociates.com. Guth & Associates, affiliated with Fairlawn Real Estate.
Well, be a good day to go test drive a Honda. You can go do a CRV. I got all-wheel drive on mine, no problem.
Okay, see how they handle.
Yep. Go over to Honda BMW Champaign. It's a great dealership. We're really focused on you. I mean, they are really good at it, and they work at it every single day. Ben Quattrone is your man. They got all the vehicles you want, hundreds in stock, and some really good deals in January. Go say hey to Ben at Honda BMW Champaign. DriveChampaign.com. It is a terrific dealership, again, focused on how happy you are. And if you're on a Beamer, stunning vehicles. The Germans know how to engineer that stuff for snow. Mm-hmm. Honda BMW Champaign, DriveChampaign.com. My New Orleans Saints took a devastating loss yesterday. All they had to do was tackle the guy, and the game's over. And somehow he got by 98 years of the professional football. 98 years, this has never happened. That's why it hurts. 98 years.
And you're talking about this play called Seventh Heaven.
Who's calling it that?
For that Minnesota miracle.
It is a Seventh Heaven.
The 61-yard heave.
It's Seventh Awful. Okay. It was awful. it was just a miracle. It really was for Minnesota. Because you're 61 yards away, 10 seconds, and no timeouts. And you're down one. No. Is it 24-23? Yeah. Here's what the real stinger is. Here's why that guy pulled a 65-inch TV off of his wall and threw it off the balcony. Because not only did Minnesota win, they covered. So you have $1,000 on the game, and you're getting 4.5, 5 points. You lost. Ouch. So the gamblers are going, no way. So on top of all that, you lost your bet. Anyway, good for you, Mike and Alex Wallner. And classy text by Mike Wallner last night. We were hurting. It was he said, hey, being a Cub, Illini, and Viking fan, I understand. All right, Illinois tonight, 8 o'clock. Let's get our first. We're 5-point underdogs in Lincoln, in snowy Nebraska. We'll see what happens. Let's get our first. Let's get it going. We can beat Nebraska. We can beat Wisconsin coming up. We can beat those two. It won't be easy. None of them are easy. Harry Harrison, I apologize for my bad voice. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. I certainly feel better than I sound. Parenting specialist. Author of several best-selling parenting books, including Father to Son and Father to Daughter, our friend Harry Harrison in Dallas. Sexting, teen girls feel bombarded by requests for nude photos. How do we know they feel bombarded?
Well, there's been several studies. The latest one interviewed like 500 girls, and they reported two-thirds of them reported they felt bombarded by requests for new photos from boys. If I'm a parent of a girl, I'm taking notice of this. I'm not just thinking, well, my daughter won't do this, or I don't know any boy that would do this. Let me tell you, this is happening,
yeah.
Okay? So this is something parents need to get on top of. We can't delude ourselves and think, well, it's just pictures. What does it care? We are teaching our girls, if we don't take steps, girls are learning, I've got to respond to a boy's request to send him new photographs. Where instead we need our daughters to internalize the message that they are no one's object of sexual desire. Their body is their body. It doesn't belong to a boy. And they have to internalize this knowledge. And with that knowledge, they have the power to say no. A boy's going to ask all kinds of things. The girl can say no. And she can say no in spite of harassments or threats or bullying or anything. And at the same time, parents of boys have got to step up to the plate and start teaching their young sons, hey, you cannot do this. This is not acceptable behavior. This is not honorable behavior. You do not ask women, you do not pressure girls for nude photographs. This just isn't happening. And, let's be completely transparent and say that some girls don't mind. Some girls will send boys these kind of photographs unrequested. And some boys will send girls nude photographs. So the whole thing is really spiraling, almost out of control. And parents are going to have to step up to the plate, become parents, and see what their young men are doing, see what their young girls are doing.
What would be wrong, and I've been reaching for solutions for this for a while, what would be wrong with saying if you are sending a picture of your breasts or body, whatever, you lose your phone, smartphone, you lose your phone for 2 years. You can make a law.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you lose your...
That would be fantastic.
Well, but they would respond to that. If you say, gosh, this is pornography, you can go to jail and there'll be a fine, glazed right. over eyes. If you yep. say, you if there is a picture of you on the internet naked, you lose your phone for 2 years. You cannot have it by law, or you're going to... It's a $1,000 fine per violation. I'm telling you. This is pornography. It is the rot gut of the foundational failures that we're encouraging right now. We've got to be proactive of this.
And you're talking about taking away their phone. I'm talking about not giving them a phone until they're like 15. Don't give them a smartphone. Don't give them a phone with a camera. Don't let them cruise the internet when they're 13 years old without you knowing what they're doing. And this is what parents who hand their kids smartphones are doing. They're taking away, you know, they're washing their hands of their kids' behavior, and the kids go somewhere and sext or not and request pictures, and the parents have no idea what's going on. If I'm going to hand my, I'm not going to hand my 13 or 14 year old child a smartphone. And if I hand, when I hand my teenager a smartphone, that the rules are that phone is mine. I can pick up that phone anytime and see what's on it. And then, like you said, if I see something I don't like on it, that phone goes into the
room. Yeah, but Harry, it's just that that's just not happening. It's you know, parents can say that. They're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is where parents earn the big bucks, is being a parent.
Yeah.
And you and I both know that a lot of parents don't want to be a parent. They want to be a kid's friend.
Yeah.
They don't want to do the tough job of instilling honor and integrity and strength in their children.
Yeah. Well, and again, if Diane's right and you're right and this is rampant, I think we have to address this. I don't know why we look the other way. I don't know why. And what is law enforcement supposed to do with this? I mean,
yeah, with it being so rampant.
If there's 100 cases at each school district, you don't have any people for that. But if you could somehow come up with a, you know, I don't know how to exactly do it, but the young ladies don't understand. I mean, my daughter was applying for internships this coming summer all over the country. And the top thing they wanted to know was all her social media handles.
Right. They're going
to
be checking up on that person.
I check up on the people. If mm-hmm. I see something negative, it's over. I don't want anything to do with you.
That's right.
And once it's out there, Harry, it's out there.
Absolutely. But try and impress that upon a 13-year-old girl or 14-year-old boy.
It's
just going to go right over their head.
I think either you make smartphones for 16 and up or you have... stiff penalties, lose your phone 2 years. I don't know. It's really, really hard. This is. I think you're right, Harry. I don't think we ought to allow people. If you can drive a car, I guess you're old enough to have a smartphone. But otherwise, why would an 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old get a smartphone?
Right. Hey, guys, I got to run.
Harry Harrison, parenting expert. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. I wrestle with this.
And some of them think that, oh, this is a snap and it's going to disappear in 7 seconds, and they don't realize of the, you know, screenshot option.
But wouldn't, I mean, who would do that? I would never have done that. I would be too embarrassed or something. I wouldn't want people to all over the world to see my body.
I know.
If you're brutally proud of it, I guess. But, I mean, you're not old enough to handle this.
But if you're feeling the pressure of, I need to have a prom date,
well,
I really want to go to prom. I've got this fancy dress, and all the cool kids are going, and I want to go with this guy, and he won't go with me.
I'm not sure.
Unless I'm naked in the bathroom coming out of the shower.
I'm not sure anything has changed except the technology.
Right.
Guys have been pressuring girls for how long?
Oh, sure. And then, you know, they pass it along, and then there's... half a dozen people looking at it at lunchtime, and the girl looks terrible. I mean, she looks like a big, you know, slut or whatever.
They're just not old enough to simulate. They want to think they are. They're not. And if the parent isn't strong enough, then it's on you.
And then if you do hear stories, is it your business to point it out? I mean, there's been times where I messaged a... you know, another parent saying, I'm praying for your kid, and, you know, they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, then what?
Yeah.
I mean, do they ask?
Or, you know, maybe I'll message the person and say, do you have a social media account, and are you keeping up with some of the posts that your kids are putting out there?
So they put their face and their naked body so everybody knows, or is it just their body? so you can't identify them.
But, you know, on the parental side, where do we draw the line? Where do they say that's none of your business and all that?
Well, from you telling another parent.
Right.
Yeah. And well, it might be some parents don't care.
Or do you just look away so you don't stir the pot and cause trouble?
Yeah, that's how we lose everything when we don't stir the pot. You've got to stand up for right and wrong. Naked pictures of people when they're underage is wrong. We call it pornography. We jail people like that. It's child pornography. Can you think of a worse crime? Child pornography?
Right. And to have that, you know, on your history forever when you're looking for a job or whatever, they just don't realize the impact of what they're doing.
Any thoughts? 359-2255. 359-2255. It's a tough one.
And, you know, if we were to get up in front of people at an assembly at a high school, you know, we'd be booed off or laughed off, or people would be chatting amongst themselves so much that we couldn't be able to make our message known because they're all talking about who's doing that to each other in the during the assembly, I would think.
I think it's something that, you know, obviously you look at the parent, but if it's not a very attentive parent,
right,
it's child pornography. So however we can address it, it isn't easy. Maybe you have an idea. 359-2255. It's 7:45, sports next.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings, much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
All right, we got basketball, 8 o'clock tonight. It's Illinois at Nebraska. The Cornhuskers are 5-point favorites.
Right, and they are 12-7 on the season. We are 10-8. So we're looking for our first Big Ten win tonight at 8 o'clock tonight up in Lincoln. So go Illini. Last night in Big Ten boards, Ohio State over Rutgers, 68-46. Ohio State, 6-0 in the conference. Indiana over Northwestern, 66-46. I think Purdue has a 6-0 record in the conference also. So they're also pretty hot. Wildcats in Arizona, coached by Kevin Sumlin, as they try to lock that deal in. Also trending is NBA action, where the Pacers beat Phoenix 120-97. Seven players in double figures in that game. Pacers face Utah tonight, and the Bulls will host Miami. On to the ice, where Detroit beat the Blackhawks 4-0 yesterday in the Sony Open. Did you happen to catch any of that? In Honolulu.
No, that was during the...
Is it Patton Kizzire?
Outlasted
James Hahn.
Yeah, whatever.
As the sun began to set in Honolulu. Looked like a pretty scene to me as I was watching.
Sure it was,
the sun come down.
Watching the game in Minnesota.
So. Right, and seeing that's... I'm kind of saving it for last because I don't want to add insult to injury here. But the Vikings beat New Orleans 29-24, so they'll face Philadelphia. And it was just a last-second thing, and now Stevie's upset about it, not to mention he has a cold. Jacksonville over Pittsburgh, 45-42. So they've got New England after New England beat Tennessee, 35-14 on Saturday. So all those games coming up on Sunday, and then we'll set up who's going to play in the Super Bowl on February 4th, where Pink will sing the national anthem, and Justin Timberlake has the halftime show.
Who cares?
Your team isn't in it.
No, and it just, it'd be like, okay, it'd be like a fly ball to center. A center fielder goes back, and it looks like he's going to catch it, and it goes off his shoulder and goes over the wall, and you lose.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
That's right. What? Speaking of center field and our Cardinal caravan, How great was that? It was great to have so many people come out on Friday. Hilton Garden Inn, very hospitable. And so many great questions from our Cardinal fans.
Yeah.
And Ricky Horton did a great job as the MC. All of our players were real in tune to answering the question and making sure everyone was taken care of with the autographs. I thought it was a win-win all around on Friday afternoon.
A lot of fun. A Fellowship of Christian Athletes Illini Land made some money for the raffle. They brought great prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Kisner, Oscar Mercado, Alan Bennis, Ricky Horton, Mike Myers, and Paul DeYoung.
Yeah, Paul DeYoung, known for his work as a Redbird at Illinois State in Bloomington. He was a big hit.
Yeah, he was. And he went right from there to Peoria, where he played for the Chiefs.
That's right.
So they loved him up there, and then he went to Bloomington, where he hung out for however many years.
When I was talking with Mike and Oscar, they're like, we feel like we're on the Paul DeYoung tour, and we're just the supporting act.
You are. And you were. Anyway, it went well. Melissa Tall texted me and said it went very, very, very well.
Great.
Told her thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
In the next hour, because I couldn't get to anybody else because our media friends were really interviewing them, so
yeah.
I interviewed Mike Myers and Andrew Kisner for about 3 or 4 minutes. I'll play that next hour. And then at the conclusion of that little interview at 8:35, I have autographs from everybody with their name on them. I'm going to give them one prize.
Okay.
With a Cardinal calendar, 6 autographs with their name on it and the year they were here.
I love it.
So Paul DeYoung's ever a Hall of Famer. You know when he was in Champaign.
That's right.
Could be worth a bazillion Bitcoin.
Great on the wall for a Cardinal fan in their man cave, I tell you what.
Really liked Andrew Kisner. I thought his speaking was sensational.
He's the catcher that's coming up, right?
He's a double-A catcher. He gets to hang with the Audi at spring training. He says, I like to give him his space because I told him if I was around Yachty, I'd say, hey, what are you doing now? Do you have your cell phone? Where are you going? Hey, can we go together?
Yeah. You want to have a beverage together?
Where are you going now?
Hey, what you doing?
You having a sip of something? Can I have a drink?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You need anything?
Please leave me alone, kid. 7:51, got your weather next.
For 2 decades, Flooring Surfaces has been at the forefront of the flooring industry in central Illinois. Flooring Surfaces has an immense stock of imported porcelain tiles, ever-changing with the latest fashions in flooring. The newest technology for longer-lasting, better-looking vinyl planks, softer carpets that are easier to clean, and hardwoods from elegant exotics to rustic industrial designs. Find it all in the showroom at Flooring Surfaces. Once your design is complete, Flooring Surfaces offers professional installation service for any size project. Whether it's a kitchen backsplash, a tiled shower, an entire basement, or a 100-unit apartment complex, Flooring Surfaces has the experience you need to create a fantastic new space. So when you need carpet, vinyl, tile, laminate, or hardwood, remember that the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Flooring Surfaces, the world.
Building relationships, supporting the community and service, these are the things Country Financial stands for. We're more than just an office you may pass as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Call your local Country Financial representative, Dan Punke, today at 217-328-0023 to talk about things that are important to you and how we can help protect them. Call 217-328-0023.
Well, we have snow packed in some hazardous conditions. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we're facing the snowpack conditions, as you mentioned, and I think 4 inches solid. We've got a high 24, low 1. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine expected. Winds up to 18 miles per hour. 18 our high tomorrow, down to around 7 with the clouds. Partly cloudy and a high 21, low 14 on Wednesday. Then we start to see a change. Sunshine Thursday and Friday, mid-30s, then into the 40s. By Saturday, we're 46.
Right on.
53 on Sunday with a 60% chance of showers. So maybe all this will go away.
No, listen. I know it's January 15. I know everybody's off and there's no banks and there's no mail. But the days are longer. And February, in a month, will be 13 days from March. In 1 month, we'll be 13 days from March.
So I love that outlook. Thank you, Steve.
I have to bite this elephant one nibble at a time.
At 22 right now, and the wind chills at 6. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, I'm glad you're listening. If you can hang in there with us, again, I'll give you those Cardinal autographs and a Cardinal calendar next hour. At about 35.
I also wanted to mention the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase is back here on ESPN 93.5 as we begin our high school coverage between St. Joseph Ogden and St. Thomas More. It's brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine. Be ready when the whistle blows. Visit their new location at First and Windsor in Champaign. Illini Mattress is family owned and operated. Online, check out the options at IlliniMattress.com. Long's Garage, professional auto repair and ASE certified technicians at 503 East Main in downtown Urbana, and Roof Doctors. Have the roof your home deserves. RoofDoctorsCo.com, St. Joseph Ogden and St. Thomas More, Tuesday night at 7:30 here on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I think St. Joe Ogden's got it going on this year. You're good again.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to break for the news. Shannon Walker, I always like talking to her. She gets these dogs ready for PTSD people. Northwest Battle Buddies. Shannon,
that's right,
will join us. And then again, I have a brief interview with Mike Myers. Nice kid. I mean, just these guys like Mike Myers, Andrew Kisner, who's a catcher. Mike Myers is a pitcher. Oscar Mercado, who's a center fielder. Very, very hot prospect. These kids have this, in the Cardinal Caravan, they have this freshness, this excitement of anticipation. Haven't gotten there yet. No, I'm getting closer, but I don't have the big dollars. I have good dollars. I mean, minor league guys are doing all right. I think the major league minimum is what, $300,000-$400,000 if you get up there. And there's all kinds of, you know, if you stay this long, there's rules and rules and rules. And the dream is to make the show.
Yeah.
To get up to where there's no pebbles on the infield, where it's perfectly tailored and manicured and all these other things. And you get all this per diem money for food and room service and nice hotels.
Right.
And people fawning on you all the time. And these kids know they're close. Because we had Matt Carpenter was here when he was that bright-eyed, bushy-tailed Trevor Rosenthal came through about the same time. And even after
Pete Cosman, too.
Pete Cosman, nice kid. He's with somebody, Detroit, now.
Right.
Signed a minor league contract. Pete Cosman's been here a couple times. Anyway, when we had John Jay and Daniel Descalzo.
Yes.
After we won the World Series in 11, they were as humble and they were as appreciative and they were just, you know, it's an honor to play for this organization.
Yeah.
So, you know, people that kind of cringe that don't like the Cardinals when you say the Cardinal way, but it's there's no question there's a kind of a baseline foundational. You got to learn this about what we do, how we do it, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
hey, I'm happy for Shad Khan. His Jacksonville Jaguars beat Pittsburgh. I think that's amazing.
That's right.
The Jags are in the AFC Championship against New England. I don't see how New England doesn't win the Super Bowl of all four teams left. Tom Brady's left.
Right.
I mean New England, and I found myself really rooting against them. Why is that?
I don't know.
I'm sick of them.
I'm the same way.
I don't want them to win again.
So that's why they play the game.
Totally.
Let's hope Jacksonville can come out on top.
They have a good defense, but I just don't know you can beat Tom Brady in Boston.
It's true.
I don't think so.
Well, and we also have Globetrotter Zeus here to talk
all
with
right.
us. The show's coming up at the State Farm Center on Friday the 19th, so it'll be fun to get his perspective. And you can share some stories about playing for the Generals.
Yeah, I was
TBJ.
A general. I still have my uniform. I had the short shorts that they used to wear in the 80s.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd look a sight in them right now. All right, Zeus and the Globetrotters. That's Friday night at State Farm Center.
Exactly.
A little more on that will be coming up as well. All right, we're going to take our news. That will be next, ESPN 93.5. It's Monday, January 15th. You got all federal offices closed,
yes.
State offices, no mail, no banks, right?
I mean, the schools are off. U of I starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah, they're all. Oh, it's going to be crowded around campus today.
I know that.
Everybody's coming back today.
Exactly.
With the snow, it's going to be slow. 7:58.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City.
Chelsea Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember...